Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power and more. Black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, broadcasting live, once again to you from the hails and the smells of North America. And as always, it's a privilege, it's a pleasure, it's an honor, it's a joy to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. The only radio out there with the intent to instill black power in black people. By all forms, we call on the spirit of our ancestors and say to our ancestors whose energy is present in the world and ever present in the world, we pull on that energy and we go forth with their spirit and, of course, with the help of that almighty wise true and living black God that allows all things to exist and to be and to breathe in this world. We give praise and honor to the almighty wise true and living God for all of those who have, of course, lived, who have first lived, and even though we have suffered much, they have suffered much to advance us to the stage that we're at today, to get us to the position and condition that we're into today. And so we thank them. And as I always say, the list is way too much to name. But, of course, those ancestors who fought on a massive scale and those who fought on an unknown scale, we're thankful. Thankful for all of the Panther regiments. Thankful for the Deacons of Defense. We're thankful for all of the leaders, male and female, that have stood up and fought for our place in the sun and for some of this good earth to call our own. We appreciate it, and we give honor to them tonight or today, depending upon where you're listening. Got to, of course, give a thanks for the Black Power General. That's right, the Black Power General, 100% black man, 100% black man, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And we send you greetings of black power, peace, and prosperity from our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and every single chapter of the new Black Panther Party. I hope the devils can hear this. I hope the devils can hear this. They say that white people are the number one consumers of hip-hop, huh? You all are buying this music up, right? So most of y'all should know this song. My people, I know this song. That instrumental is called Pitch Us Rolling. huh? Get us rolling. Yeah, we rolling to April the 23rd. April the 23rd, this weekend, this Saturday, we're moving forward by the grace of God. And in over 60 cities in America and internationally, we're organizing black people for self-determination in Coogee, Chagalia. Organizing black people to stand up against the ills that affect our community and afflict our community and are keeping us in the position and condition that we're in. Hell, had any other nation of people been under the circumstance that we are under, they would have been organized. You hear me? They would have been organized. We behind now. But there's a new black man and a new black woman on scene that our leader's been telling you about that would come up and that would come. And we here today. That's why you hear it. In our mantra, we tell you as a nation of people represented to you by the new Black Panther Party, it's freedom or death. As Minister Malcolm X said, it's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. Gone are the days now where just a few will be able to possess the wealth, to possess the power, and to possess the opportunity, and everybody else, and especially in particular the black man and black woman, get the crumbs and get the last. Long gone are them days now. And so we understand now what this means as we make our approach to April the 23rd. I see the strong ones out there. The strong ones out there are standing up. The strong ones out there are ready to roll. The strong ones out there are ready to move. The strong ones out there are ready to go at it by any means necessary to attain what our people have to walk in a brighter sun and live in a better day. I see you out there. I see you, brothers and sisters, out there ready to make your moves. We all see you. We're proud of you. Proud of you up to this point. Trust me, we're proud of you. And, of course, whenever you have black men and women who want to stand up for themselves, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad taught us, there's always some, as he called them, buck dancing, boot licking, half baked, half fried, sissified, pasteurized, punctified, homogenized Negroes that always want to say, you shouldn't do this. I don't know if this is the right thing to do. I don't know if this is the way it should be done. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing? And all the time, while we're debating on whether this is the right move to make and this is the right thing to do and this, that, and the other, we still exist in this situation all the time. Let me be all the way clear. As the national spokesman, let me be clear here. Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman, is not telling you on that day to go out and do anything crazy. And what's also saying to you, don't allow agent provocateurs on that day to incite you to do anything crazy, or some old backwoods, potbelly, peckerwoods to incite you to do anything crazy. But damn it, in self-defense, for all the defense men and women out there, if any of the above mentioned and not mentioned attack you on that day, in self-defense, you will be within your right by all legal means necessary to defend yourself and to defend your nation and defend your honor and people. This is the kind of event where we want to be able to bring our children and our babies and to enjoy positive things, positive programs, positive movements for the black man and black woman. We want to be able to be secure on that day and to be able to be comfortable on that day and to be able to feel good on that day, April the 23rd. And so we don't intend at all to have any disturbances or disruptions on that day. But as you heard our national chairman say a few broadcasts ago, he said that there should be defense men and defense women organized, ready to defend the black nation on that day and defend our people on that day. Because just as we are excited and happy that we are able to organize and ready to stand up, there's also another element out there that does not want to see the black man or black woman rise at all. And they have made it plain. Some of you have reported to me that that element in us, that element out there has made itself known, and that they don't want to see the rise of black people, and that they are happy. They are happy at the condition that we as a people, that we now find ourselves in. And so, knowing that if it's left up to them, that they would allow us, and not allow us, but work. They would work to keep us in that condition and position. You must, my brothers and sisters, be willing to cross the Red Sea and be willing to take a stand like never before in this hour. In this hour for black liberation. For black liberation. For self-defense. For Kuji Chagalia. Huh? You got to be willing, and we have to be willing to check our fears and to check ourselves and to look within our hearts and look within our minds and to look within our souls. We have to be willing to take the time to see what it is that we really want in this hour and to really look and see how much we want freedom, how much we want the truth, how much we want justice in this hour. I see all the callers. I'm going to make sure you get on. But let me just drop this out here. We got to be willing to answer the call of our ancestors. And we have to be willing to face whatever the enemy, whatever traps and whatever machinations and whatever the enemy has planned for the black nation, we have to be willing to face whatever it is. And at the same time, have enough intelligence to thwart the aims of the enemy, knowing that the devil plans or the enemy plans, and God is the best of planners. And that God and that goddess in you, black man or black woman, is the best of planners. We have a 6,000-year history against the white man and a 440-plus-year history of a sojourn in North America that is enough of a roadmap to be able to tell you what you and I should be doing in this hour. Damn it, I wish we would punk out against the damn ADL. Yeah, the anti, so-called anti-defamation league. I know that you all send people to listen to the radio show and you want to chop up our words. I wish we would punk out against you bastards. We have been at it with you all as a nation and especially as a party for well over a decade. Well over a decade. It was you all who pushed for the censoring of the censorship of our black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. It was you all who helped to put labels of anti-Semitic and racist and hate teaching and bigot on many of our best and our boldest and our brightest leaders. And in specific, you got to talk about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. It was you all who did that, in specific, but not solely. Every time one of our own stands up, whether male or female, to fight for the liberation and the salvation of the black nation, then it is you all who come out in your writings and you come out in your releases and you come out in the news, in the media, and attack the black leadership in the same manner that the counterintelligence program of the United States government came out against the Black Panther Party of the 1960s with the hope of stopping the rise of a black messiah that would unite the minds and hearts of the people. It's you, Anti-Defamation League, that does this. And so we ask the question, what is your motive? As it says in the scripture, whence cometh thou, Satan? Yeah, God seen Satan coming in the scripture, and we see you coming as well. We knew you would come. We know the type of power that you have in the media and in areas of communication. We understand that. That's why we didn't even wait to get this message out here or try to depend on any media to get this message out here. This message of a national and international day of action has nothing to do with the media at all. This national and international day of action is all about the grassroots. As Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz said, it came from the ground up. So regardless to whether you give it rhythm in CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or any of them, it makes no difference. Because as you clearly see and as you are clearly frightened by, April the 23rd, that date itself, just that date, April 23rd, it has taken off all over the world. Taken off all over the world. But let me tell you this, just straight up, Anti-Defamation League, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others, April 23rd is not the end. April the 23rd is not the end. April the 23rd is the beginning. So for those of you who were sent or paid by the ADL and other agencies to listen to this, you better write and record fast, because I'm telling you now, it's not the end. It's only the beginning. We will not rest until the black man and black woman are free, mentally, morally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. We, the new Black Panther Party, will not rest. This ain't for no show. This is not for a show. It's not to sit back and look pretty and feel good and say, well, yeah, that was nice. Hell no. We are at war with you bastards who keep our people in this condition. We are at war for the minds and hearts of our people. And we don't care nothing about you who want to slander our name and try to make mischief with this. We care nothing about you. May you sleep in piss tonight. We have been in this for a long time, black man and black woman. And the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad told you that everybody cannot tiptoe through the tulips. Everybody can't be kinder, softer, and gentler. That's for some of you. Some of you, that's your role. That's your role in this mission. Your role in this is to be kind and soft and gentle, and you're going to say the right word at the right time, and you're going to make sure it's grammatically correct and all that type of good stuff. That's good. But some of us in this, our role in this is to put a swift kick to the backside of the enemy. Some of you in this, our role is to straight up be proper propaganda guerrillas out here. Some of you in this, you have other roles. All of us don't have the same role. And so it is time now for us to stand up as a nation. I'm going to definitely read to you all what they have to say. I'm going to read it to you, okay? I'll take a quick call. We'll keep it moving because we got a nice show. I know we're up early in the morning now. I know we are. Look, to the government that's listening, hey, we got you up late, don't we? Hey, we got you up late, don't we? Yeah. I know it's early, but hell, that's when the enemy makes their move. They make their move early in the morning. Huh? All right, let's take this call, 973-592. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about our demands, our immediate non-negotiable Black Power. Go right ahead, 973.
Oh, Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Dashaun Farad on the
Black
ground.
Black Power, what's happening with you? Farad, talk to me.
Well, dear brother, everything you said, brother, right and exact, family. However, despite Satan's opposition, this movement is still going strong. And every time they attack us, dear brother, as you said the other night, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, every knock is a boost.
That's right.
And
that's right.
If you're not getting attacked, and if you're not on someone's hate list or someone's terror list, then you're not doing a good job.
Exactly.
And always remember,
right.
and I say this to our brothers and sisters out here, to be cursed by the devil is a blessing. You're not supposed to be loved by your oppressor. You're not supposed to be
right.
loved by the enemy.
Exactly. That's real. But wait, what you saying is real. What's crazy to me is that some of us out here are really waiting for these types to rubber stamp this movement. They're really waiting for us to, you know, to get some kind of stamp of approval and say it's okay to go for freedom. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, what you're dealing with, Brother Sean, you're dealing with people who have been psychologically programmed by white supremacy. In other words, unless the slave master gives his stamp of approval, some of our people or many of our people are not going to be with a certain product. We need master's approval. And that was the main reason why white folk in power gave us a white image of Jesus over 300 years ago. It was to instill in the subconscious minds of non-white, specifically black folk, that the white man is God. This is what we have to this very
right.
day. We have a mentality. We look at the Caucasian as if he's God. So as we're told that God is all-powerful, we look at the white man as that.
Exactly.
Without the white man's permission.
That's real. That's exactly what it is. What city are you in, brother? What y'all doing for the National Day of Action?
Well, currently, I'm right here on the ground in the Big Apple, in the Harlem World part, brother. We're sitting up here prepared for, of course, the 23rd, and we plan to be on 125th Street, right in front of the Adam Clayton Powell Office State Building. Adam Clayton Powell, for those of you who don't know, the Reverend Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, a revolutionary congressman who Dr. Clark said was the best one we as black people ever sent to Washington. But anyway, on that day, we plan to have speakers, and we plan to have not just speakers, but those giving solutions. In other words, what next? What happens on April 24th,
right?
Drummers, and we have several speakers confirmed. We already have at least 20 speakers confirmed for that day. We hope that you're in the New York area, that you'll come and join us.
Yes, sir, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Make sure at the very least somebody, I know you all will, but this is just everybody listening. Make sure that you have somebody to videotape that day, you stream that day, something. We want to get this thing streamed live as much as we can all over the globe. And so New York, man, you all standing up. I know that the enemy was trying to give you all some trouble for a second, wasn't he?
Yes, brother. Yes, sir. And the yes, we also had Negroes disguised as the enemy giving us trouble. Okay, we already have our sound permit, but in front of the Adam Fleet Power Building, and of course I'm at liberty to say this. Our national chairman, you know, gave me permission to say this. They actually are trying to stop. They stopped us from receiving the permit to gather in the plaza of Adam Fleet Power Building. Saying they don't have rallies there. Okay. And because of the fact that all types of, you have politicians, congressmen and state senators and congresspeople in that building, assembly people in that very building, and even politicians who don't have offices in that building who has rallies. Our declaration, we didn't even refer to it as a rally. We said we're having a First Amendment demonstration addressing such and such. And a woman called me back, like 2 minutes after I left the building, Mr. Farad, we don't have rallies here. She tried to say that last, but anyway, we're marching. We're gathering there regardless. We're gathering right in that area, specifically in front of the statue.
That's what I'm talking about. How can the people, lastly, listen? How can they get in contact with you all there in New York to join on April 23rd?
Okay. Well, you can reach me via my cell phone number at 973-592-9311. That is 973-592-9311. Or you can just hit me up. Brother Sean, I'm going to give two internet addresses. You can hit me up, Dashaun Farad on Facebook, D as in David, O-S-H-O-N, Farad as F as in Frank, A-R-A-D. Or you can hit me up at jarogersscholars@hotmail.com. But you probably reach me by the telephone. But one more thing, Brother Shaw, I just wanted to say that thus far we have two, first of all of our speakers that day are special, but we have two special speakers that have already confirmed thus far, Councilman Charles Barron, our revolutionary councilman, Pastor 21, original Pastor Party, but also Pastor Omar Wilkes, who's heading the national project to bring justice to Sister Ayanna Jones, the 7-year-old who was killed last year in Detroit by the Detroit Pigs.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Rest in Yahuru, Sister Ayanna Jones. About time. That's what I'm saying. About time, man. Go ahead.
That's right, brother. So that's it for now, Brother Sean. But, if you know, I gave out my cell number. You all are free to contact us. But that day in New York specifically in Harlem, as they refer to as Black Mecca, plans to be quite remarkable, eventful, powerful, phenomenal.
Exactly, man. Listen, man, may the God of our forefathers and the spirit of our ancestors be with you, brothers and sisters, on that day to be stronger than ever and avoid all traps by the enemy. We appreciate you, Black man. Black power to you.
Black power straight ahead, Hotep.
Straight ahead. That's what I'm talking about. NY, stand up. NY, stand up. Matter of fact, every city in America, stand up. Even at you small towns, you small cities out there, you all know what time it is. If you're in a small city, not no disrespect to the big cities, but if you are in a small town, you know what time it is. Black man and black woman, stand up. Do something for your people on that day. Let's get up and get busy. I got, you know, I think that this is fitting, and we got this hit 'em up going. I think that's fitting because they, you know, it's got to be like that right now. It's not gonna, as I was saying beforehand, this is not gonna always be pretty and just neat and just whatever. Hey, when you trying to get free, when somebody has physically enslaved your people, enslaved our minds, and enslaved our behinds, hell, you got to do what you got to do to get up and get free. All right? Now, I just want you all to, you know, let me just say this. I got a smile on my face. I don't want you all to think that Brother Sean is just angry, you know what I mean, nothing like that. I am mad. You got to be mad if you're a black man and black woman. You got to be mad. If you're not mad, something wrong with you. But I'm saying I got a smile on my face because I understand what's coming. I understand what's happening in the world. All right? But I want to just read this to you. I want to just read this to you from the ADL. The ADL, the so-called Anti-Defamation League. They sent this through PR Newswire. That means that somebody paid some money to send this out. And they wanted to make sure that all of these media outlets, instead of pumping the National Day of Action and telling black people to stop killing one another, instead of telling our people to get land and to do for ourselves and to take care of our responsibility, they want to spend monies to slander the National Day of Action and stop the movement of black people and the unity of black people. So I say we should give the ADL a hand for doing their job. Now we got to do our job. We have to do our job as a people. Let's check this out. The Anti-Defamation League, number one, say they have experts available. They have experts available, like a hotline, to discuss the National Day of Action events scheduled to be held April the 23rd in Washington, D.C., and at least, they say, at least 40 other cities across the United States by the anti-Semitic and racist black militant group, violently anti-Semitic and racist, quote-unquote, black militant group, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we got to stop right there. Like, look, that's just the first paragraph of it. That's the first paragraph. So in the very first few sentences of this release, they done already slandered us at least three ways. And then they lie off the top. They lie. That means, for those of you who's not, that means right off the bat. They lie and say, well, we have experts available to discuss the National Day of Action. But look, you all are on Black Power Radio right now, okay? And so if anybody is the experts on what's happening, it will be those of us who's putting the event on, right? Those of us who's organizing and laboring around the clock, like right now, laboring around the clock to make sure that we get the cities right, that the cities have flyers, that the cities have banners, that the cities, you know what I mean, are connected and coordinated on the ground to be able to do good things for black people on that day. We would be the experts, the organizers, not just the New Black Panther Party, but the organizers, okay? But the ADL has nerve and the gall, the mitigated gall to say that they have experts available to discuss the National Day of Action. Now, what that means to me is this. That means that either you have, well, we know they do, but either you have recruited some agents within our midst and they're supposed to be going to tell you what's going on, or you just take for yourself the position of being the expert on what we're doing. Okay? But I would say this, that unless you look at what we are doing, this is to those of you who are listening and who will hear this broadcast, unless you look at what we are doing through the lens of 400 plus years of suffering, brutality, murder, savagery, and straight up destruction here in the hills of North America as a people, as the African descendant of slaves, unless you look at it through the lens of what black people have faced and what black people continue to face in America right now in 2011, you cannot consider yourself an expert on anything of in terms of the National and International Day of Action. You just can't do it. No blue-collar or white-collar white boy somewhere behind a desk or some bougie black man or black woman behind a desk somewhere, you're not going to be able to consider yourself an expert if you're not looking through the lens from the social and political and economic destruction that has happened to the black family due to what we have suffered in slavery. Okay? It ain't got nothing to do with whining and crying and what they try to say it is. It's got everything to do with psychological, emotional, mental, spiritual, and even physical damage. Okay? That's number one. Now we're just talking about the first. I just want you to understand, family. We're just talking about the first. The lines are blowing up. Just bear with me. I'm going to get you all in here. Okay? We're just talking about the first couple of sentences. All right? Then they say, they go on to say, the new Black Panther Party, that's us, the largest organized anti-Semitic racist black militant group in America. So they give us a little credit. They say we're the largest organized. I like that. ADL listening and those who helped to write this release, I like that. Largest organized. That's beautiful. Appreciate that. But then you go off the mark and say anti-Semitic and racist. Wow. Number one, Semitic comes from an African or Aboriginal root, which refers to the indigenous people. Okay? It refers to the indigenous people. All right? Also a root coming from semi, meaning half. All right, and so if you're going to call us the largest organized anti-Semitic whatever, how can we as the indigenous people on this planet and in this country, how can we be anti ourselves? I want you all to really think about this tonight. I want you all to really think about this tonight. I'm telling you all there's a new black man and black woman on scene today, okay? There's a new black man and black woman on scene, and we're not going to allow you to just throw things out there and throw this massive offensive against something that is designed to uplift our people, black people, red people, and all the indigenous and original members of this family, all right? So you messed up again, buddy. You messed up again. No way we can be anti-Semitic, and we're Semitic people. Sorry. Then you come behind that and say, and racist black militant group in America. Now, let me check this. Now, we don't have political power. We don't have the economic power. We don't have the social power. Racism, by definition, is prejudice plus power. Prejudice plus power. I could even go with you if you said prejudice black militant group. I could even go along with you on that because to be prejudiced means to prejudge. And everybody, one way, shape, form, or fashion, has prejudice. You prejudge a situation. You look before you leap, things like this. I could even, on certain terms, go along with you on that. But you, slyly, as you devils do, you said racist, which is prejudice plus power. Prejudice and power that equals stopping a person from getting a job or advancing or having a sturdy steed and position in life based upon an observation of class, creed, or color. Wow. So you messed up again, buddy, because nothing that we say on Black Power Radio or at one of our rallies or demonstrations, it's going to stop anyone in the ADL from getting your job or keeping your jobs. All right? Just one example. Not racist. You call us black militants. Okay, fine. The black man is militant by nature. Militant by nature. We're soldiers by nature. Everything in nature has a militant stance, a military. It's in line. All right? Nothing wrong with that. Okay? So then they go on to say, and I'm going to take your calls in a second as we move through this. They say they have used troubling language to describe several of the events. Troubling language to describe several of the events. Okay, I don't know what was so troubling, but whatever. Says the group has stated that opposing Jews and Zionism is one of the pressing issues they wish to address. That's slick. That's slick. We didn't talk about opposing Jews, but we do talk about opposing Zionism. Okay? We do oppose Zionism. It's in our 10-point platform. And any black nationalist organization that has sense, and any black man or black woman that has sense, you would oppose Zionism. Okay? Look that up. We're going to cover that tonight. I want to get to these calls really quick, but we're going to get on that. It's heating up. We got to definitely understand what's going on. And some of you would say, you know, why even address it, Brother Sean? Why even talk about it? Because you got to understand what's coming, my people. Somebody got to talk about it. Everybody can't just wish it away and say, well, what if it goes away? Wait, no. Somebody has to address what is happening, because an attack on the new Black Panther Party, an attack on the National and International Day of Action, is an attack on every black man and black woman in America and the world. Period. Period. An attack on us is an attack on you, because all we're saying here is that we want to see our people free and our people rise. Let me take this quick call here. 773-988, you're on the L Black Power Radio. We're talking about our demands being immediate and non-negotiable. Black Power.
Assalamualaikum, Brother Sean.
Waalaikum salam. Who am I talking to?
This is Sister Brenda.
Sister Brenda, what's happening?
Well, I want to make a comment about, first of all, what we were just talking about, the ADL saying that we're anti-Semites. But I would like to ask them, why is it that every time someone criticizes them or speak about the wrong they do to blacks in humanity, they're anti-Semites? I mean, what is it? They think they, as a group, they think they're above reproach? That's what I would just like to know. I would like for, I know they're listening in, so I just like to know. Why is it they think they're above reproach? It's time for them to pay for all the injustices they have done to humanity, from the Indian, from slavery until now. I have to say 9/11 too. But anyway.
That's right.
I wanted to talk about the Day of Action and what is going on in Chicago with the National Day of Action. We're going to be answering the call to why for a National Day of Action. Of course, we're going to be talking about the disunity and the violence in our own community, that we come together as a family to be strong and forget all the different ideologies among us and come together as one. It's time out for us being divided. Because, well, this one is a Christian, this is a Muslim, or whatever. So the National Day of Action in Chicago, we're going to be answering the reason why a call to action. So we're going to be, on that day, we're going to have, you know, musicians, you know, they're going to be expressing our true culture and music. We have a brother doing poetry and talking about the revolution. We got some powerful speakers talking about why a blackout, why buy black, why should we continue to buy from our exploiters, why should we be all wrapped up in their designs and fashions. So this is some of the things, you know, I don't want to give you everything.
Exactly.
So we're hoping that the people in Chicago, or if you close by Chicago, if there's no rally in Indiana or Michigan, you can step over to Chicago and join us in the rally at Mandrake Park, 900 East Pershing. It's at 12 o'clock.
That's right. Put that out there. Put it out there. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, Brother Sean, I'm going to give it back to you. I just want to call in and drop that note.
That's what I'm talking about. Chicago, let me say something on Chicago. See, Chicago has a lot of blood on its hands. I'm talking about the power structures, Dan Chicago, the Daily Machine, and all of that for years wreaked havoc on Chicago. Chicago has a lot of blood on its hands. Not to mention, I got to say this, Sister Brenda, not to mention that Chicago still has the blood of Defense Captain Mark Clark and Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. In Chicago, the Chicago, Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, the Chicago PD, in your history, you still have it on your hands. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Gotta
yes.
make this thing right. Let's throw it out there like that. Gotta make this thing right, Chicago, because don't think now that the Black Chicago has forgotten what we went through and what we faced in Chicago, what we're facing right now. And I got to just talk about Brother Darion Albert, who I keep bringing his name up because this is a young man who, they said, was on the right track. He was in school doing what he was supposed to do and lost his life because our people have been devoid of opportunity in Chicago, not properly organized on the ground. And so the young man lost his life, so they say, because he didn't want to join into the gang situation. So they say. So this blood is also in our hands. I'm talking to the parents. I'm talking to the men, to the women, to the young boys, young girls. That blood is on our hands as well.
Right.
Darion Albert. So Chicago has some things to answer for.
Right, that's right, brother.
Am I making it clear? Chicago has some things to answer for. So Mandrake Park, we're gonna have to really check out the history of Mandrake Park and really see why that the Almighty Wise, true and living God, and our ancestors have allowed us to get to Mandrake Park. Mandrake Park. We're going to look at that, but there's a reason right now, and. So, go ahead.
Yes, brother. I'm definitely going to look into that. Yeah, so I just wanted to give a shout-out people to respond to the call to action in Chicago and come out and support and be a part of the rally.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We with you. Give them a way to contact you there in Chicago. There's a lot of people, and I know you know, that they want to stand up in Chicago and organize. Tell them how to contact.
Yes, we have been getting a lot of calls, and you could reach us two ways. The brother, his name is King Boo. The phone number is 773-673-7506, or myself. You could reach me at 773-988-3295. Or look for us on the Facebook page, National Day of Action. And that will give you all the details you need about the event.
What was the Facebook National Day of Action? That's what you gave out?
I'm sorry, sir.
For those of you who didn't catch it, that's National Day of Action page on Facebook. Sister Brenda, keep your head up. Sister Queen,
yes,
Mother Moore, Sister Queen Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, and others would be so proud of you, Sister Brenda. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. It was the ideal of the ones that's organizing with me. So both of our, the organizers in Chicago. It was all our idea. So that was a joint effort flyer.
That's what I'm talking about. Again,
yes.
Shouts out to King Boo, Brother Rob, Brother Armin, and all of you that stay in that area. We love you all and look to lock arms with you on that day. Black Power,
yes.
Mr. Brendan. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam, brother.
All right, that's Chicago, Chicago. Let's go. We're talking about our demands are immediate and non-negotiable. 209-568, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. Talk to us.
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, well, I guess you didn't want to be heard, but we could hear you. You got to expect this, black man and black woman, that whenever you stand up, I was going to give the beast a chance. I should give the beast a chance, but why even waste your time? We're talking about something so important, all right, that we don't have time to waste with the beast. And I mean, and I'm telling you, these beasts out here, they're angry that we're organizing and that the movement has picked up the capacity that it's picked up, you know, angry that we're organized. I mean, listen, the ADL has already said, I see you cause I got you, trust me. The ADL has already told you this. They said the largest organized. I just told you, they just messed up when they said anti-Semitic. You know, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say they didn't know what they were saying. Wink, wink. They didn't know what they were saying. All right, but definitely the largest organized. And so, you know, many people are shook up, and some people even think this is a plaything. They think it's a joke, you know. They think it's something funny, like we just sitting back saying, okay, black people need this, black people need that, we don't have that, we don't have this. We've been going through this for over, you know what I mean, four generations, and they look at it like it ain't nothing, like we're just supposed to not talk about it, not worry about it, sit back and watch television and just go about our day. I got to tell you, white folks listening, it's a different time. And then let me say something to the other white folks out there, so-called other white folks. You always get these white folks that say, I'm not like them. I'm not racist, you know. Some of my best friends are black. You know, you get those. And you get some of those who, you know, you have white folks that got black people in their family and things like this. Okay, well, let me tell you what the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad says. Let me tell you what Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz teach. If you are not like them, as you say, and you all are not the same, then our black power general told us to tell you, you got to give us some John Brown action then. Huh? Since you not like them, caller, do you want to know can you be heard and whatnot? If you're not like them or what have you, give us some John Brown action then. And show us how serious you are about you not being like them. And then maybe we'll pay attention to you. Maybe we will give a damn whether you can be heard or not. But as it taught you in the lessons, as we've been taught in our lessons, a devil is a devil regardless of place and time. Next caller, let's see what's going on. 347-737, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. Our demands are immediate and non-negotiable. Talk to us, Black Power. 347, your mic is open. Talk to us.
Black Power.
Black Power, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? Peace, Black Power.
Well, we're doing Blacktastic and the spirit and the honor of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. Giving the devil hell. Talk to us, Queen.
This is Sister Chrissy from New York City.
Yes, ma'am.
Things in New York, you know, we're moving straight ahead. Things are looking good. This Saturday, in front of the Hall of State Office Building. Yes, we got our permit. You know, because what God,
that's what I'm
what
talking
God
about.
Says, the devil can't stop. So we did.
I'm talking
we
about.
Have the permit. You know, thank you for Brother Deshaun coming way here to New York to assist with everything.
That's right.
From 11 to 4, we'll be having our rally, and we have plenty of speakers coming. Charles Barron, we have various pastors. We have the minister for Muhammad Mosque, number 7, coming. We have, you know, a lot of speakers coming. We have different artists that will be there, you know, positive artists. And
like I was saying to Deshaun, the enemy was giving you all problems. They were trying to hold you up and send you through all kind of red tape, but you all prevailed. You all prevailed.
That's right, because when God is for you, no man can stop and no one can be against you. The door that God opens, no man can shut. So, you know, we thank God for that. We thank God that he moved, you know, like in 3 days, you know, before the event, we was allowed to get the permit. So, you know, that was God. And just saying, you know, everybody that's listening, that's from New York, you know, come out. You know, we got this time that we stand up and stand strong, and we will be standing up and standing strong again right in front of the Harlem State Office Building from 11 to 4. And that's all
Harlem
I want to say.
State Office. Harlem State Office. Our brothers and sisters in New York, we're not doing no Harlem Shake on that day. Let me tell you all this. Ain't nothing to do with a Harlem Shake on that day. It's all about that Harlem State Office bill.
And if anyone, you know, want to contact, you know, Sister Chrissy from the New Black Panther Party, you can contact me at 347-737-1809. Again, that's 347-737-1809. You know, I just want to share this with everyone. Someone called my phone, an anonymous call, and tried to threaten me, like I was supposed to be scared or something. You know, but I'm not scared out of a damn thing. What should I be afraid of? Because even if I fight or if I sit down, you know, they're still going to attack me. They're still going to attack our babies. They're still going to attack our men. So I have nothing to be afraid of. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
either I live on my feet or I die on my knees, and I'd be damned if I'm down on my knees. So I'm standing on my feet and just going straight forward, straight ahead.
Said straight ahead like Comrade Matulu said. And look, Sister Chrissy, you know, I mean, wow, Colin, you know, Colin, this is just so reminiscent of previous times. But I would just say this. That, as an old adage that our ancestors used to say, that an empty wagon makes the most noise.
That's right.
An empty wagon makes the most noise. Everything that you've been talking about since day one, everything I've been talking about since day one, we've organized and we've produced it and made it happen. Okay?
That's right.
All of these people calling and saying whatever, and they're going to stop the movement and whatever, whatever. The movement is already too far for you to stop. Let me say that.
Right.
Throw it out there. The movement is already too far for you to stop now. We're too far advanced now. This spirit is in most every black man and black woman on the planet. On the planet, Sister Chrissy.
That's right.
So,
no, I just want to share this. No weapon.
What can they do calling your phone? How does that stop the movement?
That don't stop not a damn thing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know I got the mighty God and ancestors with me. You know, they got my back. They got my front, my back, and my side. I'm all right. I'm just a vessel being used, you know, to help my people. And that's it. So they can do what they want to do. It don't take no fear in me. Matter of fact, I mean, and excuse my profanity for those that don't use it, but, you know, if y'all feel that way, truly fuck y'all. You know what I mean? I don't care about that.
It ain't, you know. It's just amazing that see what I'm saying is no matter how much our people try to give the enemy the benefit of the doubt, they always manage to prove to you and us they the devil.
That's right.
They always manage to do it. So, you know, you don't get mad at a dog for barking. You don't get mad. You just let the dog bark because that's what a dog do. I don't get mad at the devil for being a devil.
That's right.
Sean Quali does not get mad at the devil being the devil. Sean Quali gets mad when the gods and the goddesses ain't being gods and goddesses.
That's right.
Let's give out that number one more time, Sister Chrissy, and say it strong for those who you know what I mean, want to stop the movement there in New York. Give it out one more time, strong as hell, so that we can stand up on that day.
All right. For y'all in New York City, this is Sister Chrissy's number, and the number is 347-737-1809. Again, that's 347-737-1809. Black power, straight
Black
ahead.
Power. Black power, straight ahead, freedom or death. That's New York. Now, y'all, you all know, again, I got to keep saying the same thing, that all of these cities, you all have blood on your hands. You all have blood on your hands. New York got a whole lot of blood on it. Look, the new Black Panther Party has been waiting to tangle with New York for a long time. We haven't even forgot the Million Youth March. When you all try to trip us up at the Million Youth March, and that old balding, long, funny nose, pale-faced bastard Rudy Giuliani and his henchmen try to trick us up and trap us up in court. When that didn't work, by the grace of God and the skills of our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and some others, when that didn't work, then you try to send a special task force. You send a special police NYPD task force. This is documented. To move on the crowd when a helicopter above the head of the crowd gave the position. And so when you began to attack the crowd, listen, y'all can see the tape. You all can see the tape. It's on YouTube. Put in Million Youth March, 1998. When the NYPD, a special task force, Rudy Giuliani's henchmen, when his henchmen begin to attack the crowd, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad took to the microphone, and he told them in the crowd that they're lining up in the trenches, and that some of them have one gun, two guns, even three guns. He said, and if any of these bastards, I'm paraphrasing, in self-defense, if any of these bastards in self-defense attack you, you take their gun from them and turn the damn gun on them. He said, decide where you are. So decide who's going to remove the railing where you are right now. And if any of these bastards attack you, you get to wailing on their asses out here today. And I'm telling you this, that we in that same spirit. And anything that we do, we come in peace. But if any of you out there want to rise up and attack our people at a peaceful assembly, and we are going for self-determination and freedom of our people, then we will annihilate your ass on that day in self-defense. Let's go to the next caller. We're talking about our demands, our immediate non-negotiable. Black Power, 901-497, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm white, but I'm down with everything y'all are doing right now, man. I just had a couple of words to say, bro. For real. Because I agree with everything right now.
I'm going to say this to you. You got to give us some John Brown action. You got to give us some John Brown action. That's all I can tell you on that. If you saying what you're saying and you see the people in the condition that they in, just saying I'm down, that ain't enough. You got to give us some Marilyn Buck action. If you're serious, we'll take the next caller. They're coming in tonight. 973-592, you're on the air. Black Power Radio. I demands are immediate, non-negotiable. Black Power.
Hello?
972, go ahead.
Yes, Brother Sean. This is Brother Dashawn again.
Yes, sir. Black at you.
Well, listen, I just wanted to say to you, brother, y'all better watch what you say about white folks behind their backs. This place might be bugged. That was it, brother, from the spook who sat by the door. Black Power, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, we, look, man, everybody can't tiptoe through the tulips. I'm saying the same thing, and we ain't saying nothing on Black Power Radio that we have not told you before. Black people have to go for freedom. Black people have to stand up, and I know Deshaun being silly, but hell, we don't have time to be silly, black man. We got to say what we got to say, period, and do what we got to do, period, period. Let's keep it moving. 602-465, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. These demands are immediate, non-negotiable. We got to get back to this. Go ahead, Black Power. 485, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. Our demands are immediate, non-negotiable, Black Power.
Black Power.
485. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Brother Shan? This is Brother Shabazz again.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Shabazz, what's happening?
How you doing, man? I just wanted to give you an update on that young boy. He he's doing a little better, but he's still in hot water. You know, you're right, man. We can't let these trackers, man, scare us or anything. We on the right track, and that's what scares them most, unity. They don't want us to unify. I'm going to continue to unify these young boys. That young man they shot was supposed to come with me down to Newark on Saturday. But you know something? That ain't stopping me, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. They mad with me, but fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I care about my people, and it's about time we come together and stop the self-genocide and stop police brutality, you know, unemployment, mass incarceration. These are a lot of issues. These are issues that we was fighting in the 60s. We still fighting for them. So we got to be serious this time, man. We can't, after the 23rd, we got to continue the movement. We got to keep the rise, man, to keep unity amongst each other. Keep networking with each other.
Chrissy,
I got your number. I'm going to be calling you. My name is Ismail Shabazz. My number is 853-6548, area code 845. I'll be checking you out, sister. I'm going to try to get some soldiers up here, man, so we can unify and straighten things up. Black power.
That's right. Black power. Brother Shabazz checking in. Listen, NY, NY is standing up. NY is standing up. Wow, I love it. I love it. But this is the same spirit all across the globe. The same spirit all across the globe, family. All right, look, the lines are blowing up. I'm going to get all these calls in here. Trust me. I'm going to get you all in here. I got to just read you some more of this defamation. I can't say anti-defamation. I got to bring you some more of this defamation. Hey, the God, hey, head spinning, whatever. Look. So look, so we were on this opposing Jews and Zionism, and let me say this, that as the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad and our national chairman today teach you and have taught you, that the Jews that are on scene today are not the original Jews in the first place. You're not the original Jews. You're not the Jews of the Scripture. So you're not the ones who will be in a strange land for 400 years amongst a strange people. That is not you. So it's not talking about you. Let me just clear that up. Since we on it in it now, it's not talking about you. There is no Jewish so-called Jew out there, no so-called Jew out there, Caucasian Jew out there, who has been in bondage for 400 years. Okay? You all have stolen the birthright of black people. You have stolen the birthright of black people, and you're using that to usurp a position of superiority over the rest of the darker peoples of the planet, and even some of your own. You were never in bondage. And if you have been to Kemet, and those of us who travel will tell you straight up, there is nothing on the walls of Kemet, as we call it, or Egypt, that talks about the Caucasian Jews, the Jews over there, the so-called Jews, the white man, being in bondage for 400 years. Doesn't exist. There's no record of it. There's no record of it. The only people who have a record of being in bondage amongst a strange people in a strange land that is not their own is the black man and black woman here in the hells of North America. Stop lying to the people. Hell, stop lying to the people. You all out there, study the Falasha Jews. That's why the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our national chairman, and so many others, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Ivor Van Sermon, so many others, we told you that the white Jews were Johnny-come-lately Jews. Just crawled up out of the caves and hillsides of Europe, wannabe Jews. Told you this. And history backs us up. So, again, ADL, because they're not going to like that. Trust me, they're not going to like that. We're not saying that we are opposed to Jews, because, again, we be opposed to ourselves. We are opposed to Zionism, which is like the fake Jews, so-called Jews, nationalism, or or them having complete domination over everything else? Who is it that is making all the money in the NBA? It isn't even LeBron James as much as Kobe Bryant. It's the agents and the bookers and those that are behind controlling the contracts. Many of them so-called Jews. Rubenstein, Goldstein, and this one and that one, so-called Jews controlling the money of black athletes, controlling the money of black entrepreneurs and entertainers. A document just came out talking about Tupac Shakur and talking about Eazy-E, how the so-called Jews were extorting money from Eazy-E and Tupac Shakur. Yeah, extorting money, but you won't talk about that, ADL. So we are definitely opposed to Zionism. Then they say that's one of the pressing issues that we wish to address among a myriad of other social and political issues. Well, how come you didn't name the social and political issues? Why was it so important to talk about the quote-unquote so-called opposition to the so-called Jews and Zionism, but then not talk about the pressing issues, when the pressing issues that we told you were racism, we told you was apathy, we told you was police brutality, we told you was genocide, we told you it was black-on-black crime and violence, we told you it was the disrespect of our elders fighting in wars that have nothing to do with us and so many other things. But you just put that in quotations and said, quote-unquote, pressing issues that we wish to address. See, you all are slick. And if nobody checks you on it, you will continue in that path. You will continue in that path. Wow. I hope you all are hearing me. I hope you all are hearing me. Let's move down. It says the group's organizers are calling the April 23rd Day of Action its most ambitious endeavor since the Million Youth March of 1998. Then listen to this. They say, which ended with clashes with police in Harlem after a series of quote-unquote, I'm saying quote-unquote, anti-Semitic and racist speakers took the podium. Which one was anti-Semitic? Which one was racist? None of them who took the rostrum on that day was anti-Semitic or racist. The whole message was a message of unity and love amongst our people, brotherhood and sisterhood. Then they said, according to the ADL, this is the press release, the NBPP, that's us, has a long record, they say, of anti-Semitic and racist rhetoric. And the group continues to make clear its antagonism towards Jews and Zionists. Here you go again, these catchwords. And it says the group's anti-Jewish agenda is clear from promotional materials and comments by NBPP leaders in the run-up to the events. Now, I don't know what radio broadcast you all been listening to, but in every radio broadcast up until this point, we've been pushing and pumping April the 23rd, rarely ever mentioning the so-called Jews or Zionism, period. Except when reading our statement. That's a lie. Then they try to throw us in there, myself and others, and say that we've been promoting it. And you know what I mean? That we've just been talking about the Jews and Zionists, and we're making our record, got this long record of racist rhetoric and yada, yada, yada. You all are wickedly deceptive. Then they go on to say these are the bullet points. Promotional materials for the event include Zionism. Again, here we go. Among the pressing issues necessitating the action. Bullet point number two, promotional materials for the event state that the event goals must be achieved by any means necessary. We tell you in every single broadcast, darn near, in one way or the other, in every single newspaper we put out, in everything that we do, that the black man and black woman must go free by any means necessary. Of course, you know where that came from. That came from El Hajj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omar Wiley. That came from Minister Malcolm X. As he put it in his own terms, from his teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All right? By any means necessary. But see, the ADL would have you believe by this that if you support April the 23rd, then that means that you're supporting, you know, some type of slander against the so-called Jewish people. You know what I mean? This is deception. I'm just trying to point this out. We're going to get all these calls in here, but I got to put this stuff out here. Okay, I have to put this out here. It says the NVPP has cited, again, this is another bullet point. You know, they're saying the same thing. Opposition to Zionism and what it views as Jewish economic exploitation of blacks as being among the reasons the NVP is organizing the event. Quote, unquote, they say, is to expose the manipulation, the abuses of the Zionists and the Jews, how they have manipulated our community and are sucking the resources. Now, again, you would have the people to believe that the reason why we're putting on the event is to be anti to the so-called Jewish people, the white Jews. It has nothing to do with why we're putting on the event. It has nothing to do with why we're putting the event on. See, but you keep throwing this out here to incite confusion and to incite the so-called Jewish community, and you're clouding up the reason why, you're trying to cloud up the reason why we're putting this on. This event has nothing to do in particular with the so-called Jews. It has everything to do with the African descendants of slaves and black people here in the hills of North America and abroad. Has everything to do with us getting up from the condition that we're in and the position that we're in, with the mentality that we have and the economic criteria that we exist in, and pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps from the bottom and going to the top. Is that why you're so afraid? Is that why you are so afraid? You are afraid of the black man and black woman rising to the top? Those of you who are in corporate America, you're afraid now that the black man and the black woman would be able to have complete power and complete control of our own affairs. You're upset now? Huh. Let's take a quick call because lines are blowing up. I'm trying to get all of you in here. 314-327, you're on the air of Black Power Radio. We're talking about our demands, our immediate non-negotiable. Black Power.
Black power, comrade. At any rate, I must say.
Who are we talking to?
The National Assistant, the National Field Coordinator right, for
National
the Day of
Assistant,
Action 23rd.
Black power, the people got to know who you are. What's going on, National Assistant?
Okay, I must say that, you know, this is very powerful. I've been reading a lot of things up on Facebook, and a lot of secured information has come out for whatever reason. So it just shows you how powerful this is, and it just lets everybody know that we really need to just be mindful of what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop a movement that they can't stop, you know what I mean? So with that said, is brothers and sisters that are doing this day, if you know, and I know if, even if the ones who have doing it to the last watch, to the last minute, I need all contact information as opposed to the address, because if not, it's nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean? It just will be localized. So if you can do that, that would be a great help. And I just want to thank everybody for all the active people and participants that have participated in this. And also I want to thank the Cracker for making us more popular than ever and helping us to endorse this to make it more powerful. So I definitely want to say that. So I want to say Black Power to the Cracker, too. So, thank you.
I mean, we didn't really need the alley-oop, but, you know, good looking out, you know?
Right. All right, thank you.
All right, peace, appreciate
brother.
You, National Citizen. Tell the people, do you have the information for St. Louis, Missouri? All right, we lost our National Assistant. We lost our National Assistant, but she'll be back on. She's going to tell us about St. Louis, Missouri. Listen, I mean, how can I say it? We just have to stand up. At the end of the day, family, we just have to stand up. I'm not even going to belabor the point too much. I'm just going to say this, that don't believe everything that you read. Just because it's on the internet, don't take that stuff at face value. We as a people must begin to start decoding the words. Decode the words. They go on to, as I get into this and try to get this to you, they said our national chairman, Dr. Tony Malik Zulu Shabazz, said they still have their hands in our economy. And they're still making money off of us. Why don't we start to impact the economy of our oppressor? And they quoted this like it was something wrong with it. The so-called Jews do have your hands in our economy. You do have your hands in our pockets. You are still making money off of us. In fact, about it, America could not and does not survive without the black man and black woman. America as a corporation and a nation cannot maintain itself without the black man and black woman. There's not an invention out there that these colonial peckerwoods ever put out there that did not have the backing of the black man and woman or the idea of the black man and black woman. Not even the office of president, even before Barack Obama. Now check that one out. Check that one out. Let me move this one forward because this thing is moving along. So they said NDPP has indicated that it plans to organize a rally outside of at least one Jewish institution in Baltimore. In addition, Shabazz has cited an alleged assault. They say alleged, right? Assault of a black teenager by Jewish men in Baltimore in November 2010 as being among the reasons that supporters there should mobilize. He said, if you're mad about it and you're ready to load up and go over there and go deal with it on April 23rd, check right on in. Now, if you read the release, it says if and dot dot dot. Then they come in with, you're mad about it and ready to load up and go over there and deal with it on April 23rd, check right on in. What was the rest of the dot dot dot? Truth about it is that the national chairman was talking in a different context. He was talking in a different context. He never said, if you're ready to go over there to the Jewish store and do this and that. He said to the defense men and women and to our organizers, if you're mad and want to do something about the conditions of our people, I'm paraphrasing, then you check right on in. Okay? So listen, brothers and sisters, it's going to heat up. This thing is heating up all over the world, but I'm just saying this, that as we draw closer to April the 23rd, you brothers and sisters, you make sure that you stay vigilant on that day and that you don't punk out and backpedal and get all nervous because the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others put some press release, paid money to put a press release out to try to slander our name. Not the New Black Panther Party, but just the movement in general, the National and International Day of Action. Let me let it be known to you all that the next National and International Day of Action, Day of Action number 2, is coming right black at you in June. I believe it's June 25th. Right now, we're coming right black at you again. And don't think that in between April the 23rd to June 25th, we're not going to be mobilizing and organizing all over this world. So while you all try to figure out what to do about April 23rd, hey, buddy, to you intelligence agents listening, hey, while you try to figure out what to do about April 23rd, guy, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to tell you this, that June the 25th, here comes number two. Then there's going to be a number three and a number four, and it's going to take so many shapes and forms that until we are completely free, we will overwhelm every single assault and trap that you throw at us. It's just so much. I want you all definitely to go to the ADL's website, definitely read their press release. Do that. Read it. But decode the words. Know what the words mean and don't just be some puppet saying, yeah, the ADL said it and so it must be true. Okay? No, read it, decode the words. But after you go to that weak ADL site, then you take yourself on over to dayofactionmovement.org. That's dayofactionmovement.org. Okay? You can also go to our website, the boldest, most uncompromising, most unrelenting, most revolutionary website in America, newblackpanther.com. And you can also drop us a line. You drop us a line. Tell us about your city and what you would like to do on that day, Saturday, April 23rd and beyond. Go to nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. One more time, it's nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. For those of you who have not yet registered a city or registered your own motive to do something good for black people on that day, email us and drop us a line. We're going to organize. We are going to organize black people all over the globe and make them, as it says about the dry bones in the valley, as these winds are blowing, that the dry bones in the valley will stand up an exceedingly great army. That's right. The black man and black woman, the rejected and the despised, we will stand up as an exceedingly great army. And in fact, are standing up as an exceedingly great army. And I don't give a damn what European nation you come from. There is not a European nation in the world that outranks the Aboriginal nations in terms of population. We outrank you 11 to 1 on this planet. So it is in your best interest to understand what's happening. And if you can go against your nature, which I don't think you can, but if you some kind of way can go against your devilish nature and can give justice and can be equitable and can do something of good, then you best do that real quick. Because there's a black nation that's standing up that is telling you it's freedom or death. And when we say freedom or death, in the spirit of the black power general as he taught, we're not saying either we get free or we die. We're saying either we get free or our oppressors, you know the rest, all right? And so that's nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com, newblackpanther.com. You can catch us on Facebook at National Day of Action page on Facebook, and we're ready. We're ready to stand up an exceedingly great army and reclaim our greatness and reclaim what is ours and do that which God and our ancestors have called us to do, which is to be a nation and to do for ourselves and to the ADL. That's by any means necessary in self-defense. I leave you as I came always with black power. I say freedom or death. I say it's black power for black people. And either you stand up now or you won't ever stand up to my people listening. Join us again for another edition of Black Power Radio as we rain the truth on these bastards. We rain the truth on these bastards, and we stand up for our ancestors and for those who have given lives and taken lives, and we stand up for our babies and our future in this hour to no longer be a slave to any oppressive force in the world. Black Power.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned everywhere.